Hey you guys, welcome back to the AAA Cosplay Podcast. This is Alice.
And Mario.
And we are sorry for being late again. We're the worst.
Yeah, we're not really good at the scheduling thing yet, so.
No. So anyway, we've been kind of busy. We at least have an excuse this time.
I'm gonna say, yes, we had what, relatives in town?
Relatives and then a friend in town the week after that.
Yeah, so we're claiming that one. However, we have been busy.
Yes.
I've been modeling up. We took on a commission just for a Skyward Sword Master Sword from Legend of Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, if you haven't played it, go play it. If not, well, I can't really help you on that one. So that one's been progress. If you're watching the blog, you'll see a couple photos here and there.
The page.
Oh, yeah, sorry. If you're watching the page. Sorry.
Yes.
Links to follow. Anyway, so more progress on that, hopefully next couple of days. It's been really, really cold here, and I just don't feel like dragging the heater out to heat up the garage.
To do the fiberglassing.
Mostly because, yeah, exactly, I got to do fiberglassing. I'm going to try a bit of a different style this time. May or may not work. Fingers crossed. Hopefully I know what I'm doing, and I'll get a good pull on a sword blade this go-around. I learned a lot in the last couple swords I've made. Hopefully I can put up a decent tutorial, and if you guys ever feel like trying your hand at this, it's not easy, but
it's not that hard either.
Hopefully it produces a good con-friendly weapon. Most of the Master Swords that you find on eBay or on Amazon or whatnot have an actual steel blade, and if you've done conventions, you either got to piece tie that thing, or they're not even going to let you have it in the convention hall just due to the fact that, hey, it's metal, and they're not taking the risks.
Yeah, that's one of the downsides of actually buying one of the replica swords and trying to bring it into a con.
Yeah, so hopefully this produces a nice con safe. Granted, it is fiberglass wrapped around a steel core, and in my opinion, probably a lot worse than a blunt steel blade, but I'm not the one making the rules.
No,
so.
Definitely. And I haven't really been working on anything. I've been working on mostly Christmas stuff, I guess, because I'm the type of person who likes to make gifts, make them nice and personalized. But speaking of gifts, I did actually work on a blog post. I know it's our first one in a while, other than the podcast ones. I blame Mario. He has tutorials that are due. But I did a post on cosplayer gift guides. So if you have any friends or relatives or significant others who are cosplayers, or if you're a cosplayer and people have been asking you for what you want for Christmas and you don't really know, hopefully it'll give you a lot of good ideas.
Yeah, it's actually a really cool list. Alice pounded around the web for a couple days hunting down all the links and good pictures that she needed for to build up the list. We pounded our heads together. We even polled some other people that we knew as far as what they were looking for, what they wanted. And a lot of it seems to be most people, once you get deep into the hobby, is replace what I started with something a whole lot better.
Yeah, definitely.
I know a lot of people out there hoping, and as weird as it is, I never thought I would say this. God, if only I could get a better sewing machine under the Christmas tree this year.
You know, people always need new hot glue guns, heat guns, materials, paint brushes.
Oh, a paintbrush
like that.
Set? There you go. That's
yeah.
That's where
it's put
at.
It on there? See, I'm full of gold. Anyway, so that happened. And we do have a cosplay tip this week. I don't think we did last time, but we have one this week.
Yeah, this one came up while we were doing the Master Sword casting. If you're going to have any ingredients that are two-part products or mix and serve style, measure twice, at least.
Measure twice.
Yeah.
How do you do that with a liquid?
I'm not sure. But anyway, so I was I did the latex casting or latex mold of the Master Sword hilt once I had it all done out in clay, and I ended up mixing a little bit soft on one of the catalysts for half of my batch, and I ended up having what, almost 24-hour cure time.
Oh yeah, it really shouldn't take that long, guys. It's like 6-12 hours at the most, and it should be fully cured. But thankfully, it finally cured. It just took a long time.
Yeah, so if you want to save yourself a headache, that one could have gone really bad. I mean, I spent, we put almost, almost 30 ounces of silicone in that one, and that's not cheap. So I'm happy it came out, and we didn't end up having to rebuy. I mean, that was darn close to a half gallon worth of silicone to cast that thing.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Shop around for silicone. I mean, yeah, if you have the money, you can go with, like, what's the company that does all the really expensive ones?
Silpak?
Silpak sounds right. I don't know. Anyway,
We'll
my
look
friend
it up.
uses it.
Anyway.
But you can shop around, and I think we got ours from Douglas and Sturgis.
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was Douglas Sturgis.
I think so. Just check art supply stores and things like that. Shop around. Don't just buy the first thing that you see, but also make sure it's good quality.
As
And
always, do
that's
your
with
reviews.
everything. Yeah, definitely read reviews and make sure that it's not crap you're buying, but you don't have to go for the expensive stuff, because some of the cheaper stuff is good quality as well.
Absolutely.
So I was wrong last
Yeah, last
podcast when I
podcast.
said that there weren't any conventions going on, because I found another website that has lots of conventions that are going on. So
Seems like a lot of these smaller ones, but hey, they're still happening,
yeah,
and
I mean,
those are
if you're
sometimes the
really
best to go
bored,
to.
so you got Anime Crossroads in Indianapolis, Indiana. It's December 7th through 9th, so I guess if I get this
Hey,
up tomorrow,
yeah,
so.
you could go this weekend. Hopefully, somebody's listening to this.
You got a Yamacon in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, December 8th through 9th.
All right. If you're listening to this in England,
Which, if you are, you're awesome.
and you happen to live near Staffordshire, did I
Oh
say that wrong?
Lord, you're the
I
worst.
am. All right, save me then.
Staffordshire.
Okay, yeah.
Staffordshire. We're terrible Americans, people. Okay. Midlands Anime and Manga Fan Event, December 8th. It's only one day, but if you're bored. You got Holiday Matsuri in Orlando, Florida, December 14th through 16th.
Nothing like,
And we should have a
yeah,
podcast up by the
nothing
time the
like
rest of
Christmas
them.
in Florida.
And
Decorate your palm trees.
there are a bunch of other ones going on the end of December, but I imagine that we will have a podcast up before them.
So, yeah, if you're see Illinois, Ohio, if you're hanging out
Tokyo.
in Tokyo, Japan, there's one just before Christmas also. So there's still happening. Well, every month seems like somebody's having a convention
Yeah,
somewhere.
I would have thought that they would have given up, but it seems like maybe the smaller cons try to go on in the off season so that people who usually go to the bigger cons
Yeah,
will
you're not
actually
going to compete
go.
with Comic-Con.
No. And we have a new exciting product that Mario found today while we were sitting around
Yep.
that he thinks is super cool.
All right. So, we were sitting around the doctor's office, and I'm twiddling my thumbs on my iPhone, and I stumbled across a kind of a really cool material that, although not in production yet, they are hoping for production by early 2013. So I'll keep you posted. I'll follow it and let you know if this stuff comes out. All right. So they've created this. Realistically, it is a self-illuminating plastic. They say that it allows them to pretty much just make a piece of plastic, hook voltage up to it, and it glows. So this is huge for us who do illumination inside of costumes. Literally, you can, if this stuff is as good as they say it is, you'll just be able to cut a piece of plastic and hook up voltage and it will glow. Like, that's it. That's all you gotta do. No wires, no EL wire, none of that junk.
And the first thing I thought of was Tyrael for
Yeah.
his wings. What did you think of?
I actually was thinking immediately like Iron Man, like chest armor. So, but they say this stuff is able to be produced in any size. Right now they're looking at doing 2 foot by 4 foot sheets of it. As replacement for bulb or fluorescent bulbs, so it just goes in place of the bulbs.
And it shines really brightly
Yeah,
too,
they
guys.
apparently once again to the rescue. They have found out that the reason it wasn't working before, it didn't have enough carbon nanotubes. So with the addition of carbon nanotubes, and now and it glows a solar white, like outdoor white light, not. A yellow light like we get from a lot of incandescents. So it's an actual true white light, which is fantastic.
Anything on price in there?
No, nothing yet, but they are hoping for production, like I said, by 2013. And it is still a lightweight plastic, so that's pretty awesome.
Well, I mean, if it's multiple, you could easily have some awesome, like, light armor going on.
Oh yeah, I mean if this stuff's as good as they say, so it's made out of a plastic-like material. It runs off electric current, and it They've managed to amp it up by about 500% from their original models. So they are moving along with that stuff, and that'd be really cool if it's as good as we all hope it is. So.
Yeah, hopefully it isn't too expensive either, so that cosplayers will be able to at least utilize some smaller pieces of it. Because,
Yeah.
I mean, that really would. I can. Tons of uses for a giant glowing piece in a cosplay.
Realistically, even if it doesn't become horribly moldable, a steady, consistent light source would be fantastic.
Yeah, something that's not like dots
Exactly.
of
If you don't have to do
light.
dots of LEDs or you don't have to do a whole bunch of EL wire wrapped into a tiny little circle, if you could just put a sheet of this behind your colored whatever and provide instant light, you're just like, it's like a tap light for anything, but it's the thickness of a sheet of paper. How great would that be?
Would it be able to be lit with just like a battery pack, or?
They don't give any specifics, but I gotta go hunt down the actual paper that they wrote on it,
Oh,
so
okay.
I gotta
Well,
do some more reading.
we'll have to keep you guys updated on that if we have a date on it or some prices or anything.
I guarantee you, I'll try and get my hands on it as soon as I can.
And on to, I guess something controversial. We like to be controversial in this podcast because we do what we want.
Yeah, that's just sounds fun.
Yeah,
Okay.
so we're a little bit late to this party. We apologize.
That's
My
the way we
goodness,
roll.
we're lazy.
Yeah.
So Tony Harris has put up a post on Facebook that he's since removed, but thanks to the power of the internet, we have like a million screen caps of
No one can remove anything from the internet
it. Nothing
ever.
can ever be removed. And so he pretty much just goes off on a rant about how, well, from what I get from it, if you're cosplaying at a con and he doesn't think you're hot, then you're only con hot, and you're doing it to get really
Attention.
awkward guys' attention so that you can feel better about yourself.
So apparently, the only people who could be preyed upon are
Are
gamer
nerd guys?
nerd guys
I don't know.
with no self-esteem who.
Which is what he's saying. He calls them, some virgins, all unconfident when it comes to girls, and the one thing they have in common, they are being preyed on by you, the female cosplayer. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's right. So keep that in mind next time you're going out in your sexy costumes and you're just looking for attention from all the awkward men.
Oh yeah, I love me some awkward men.
'Cause that's really where it's at, apparently. So this is kind of a crazy topic, and God only knows why it even exists, to be honest. This is
I don't know, like, how do you feel about nerd girls? Do you feel like they're all up stealing your thunder, whatever? I don't know what's
All
going on
right, so
here.
I'm gonna do a really quick flashback here to like, we'll jump back, say 10th grade or so. The sheer concept that a woman would, of the fairer sex here, and all them, goodly bits, would have any interest in a comic book was mind-boggling. Okay, like this doesn't happen. There are no girls on the internet, and this seems to be some weird
It's like
continuation.
people believe it.
Yeah.
Like, girls can't be
Yeah,
nerds.
this comes back around to the con like we've been reading a whole bunch of articles on actually on raising kids. I have a godson now and he's awesome and I was just doing some mindless reading while I was sitting in the doctor's room and we came across this weird article that was like about young children young boys wanting to dress in dresses and that was totally not cool. Grandparents would hate you for it. How dare you do that? And in the same article, they said, but if a little girl wants to have a birthday party for trucks,
Everybody
okay.
would think that was super
Everybody, yeah,
cute.
exactly. Super cute. That's awesome. Little girl likes trucks. Ha ha, how funny. And I looked at Alice. I'm like, is this serious? And then we dawned on us that this goes to the same thing. That for some reason, the concept that a woman would like Spider-Man or that you could have a deep intellectual conversation about the history of the Avengers, and is Ultimates Avengers better than normal Avengers? Is Nick Fury supposed to be white or black? Who's better, She-Hulk or Hulk? Or the concepts that these can only be achieved with the XY chromosome is baffling, and I fear that it actually comes more from a fear that somehow you will become less. I'm gonna try and think of the right word here.
Less of a man?
No, not less of a man.
Less of a fan?
Nope. Less unique.
Oh, because girls like it too.
It's not a boys' club anymore. You can go and look at the amount of money Avengers made in the movie theater.
You know what, though? No, hold on. Okay, you don't have to be a nerd to like Avengers. They put together, and this isn't fair, okay, because they put together the dream team for girls. It don't matter if you like comic books or not, or if you're already a fan of Avengers, because I'm going to be honest with you guys, I have never read the Avengers comic books, but after seeing the movie, I want to. It made me a fan. But also, they put together all of these beautiful men. Like, even the villain is beautiful, and you don't know what to do with yourself. And, like, seriously, this movie isn't just for geeks. But anyway, you can't be arguing about the Avengers movie.
No, I'm not arguing
It's
about the
not
event.
fair to guys.
No, I
It's
mean,
not.
you look at the fact that it grossed close to, what, $1 billion or
Oh,
something?
Lord, so
Like,
much.
people like them some comic books, okay? So, why do you gotta go all be butthurt because some people wanted to dress up like their newfound characters? Or have always loved them and now have the confidence and or money or,
Or a better
knowledge?
idea of what the things look like.
Yeah. Like, who are you to, like, this comes back around to the whole world of who are you to judge other people? Seriously, you're at the comic book convention because you're drawing the fucking comic books. Sorry.
I know, right? I mean, the guys who are drawing the girls this way are criticizing
That is.
girls who are dressing
Like they drew.
like how they drew.
Yeah.
Seriously, people? Seriously.
Yeah, I don't know. This is crazy. And I've done cosplay. I've put on a costume. I've gone to conventions. I think that counts at this point.
But nobody is accusing of the male cosplayers of preying on females.
Yeah, because that happens all the
Oh
time.
yeah, because you know that's why Mario wore that sexy witch doctor costume, guys.
Nothing quite like a banana hammock to get the women raging, right?
Oh, seriously, that's what made me say yes.
So, I mean, this is the type of crazy stuff that's going on, and I don't know if you have an opinion or you've tuned out by now or you're just listening for us to move on to the
Tune
news section.
Shut up, guys. No, we're not
So,
done.
we're not done yet here. This is crazy. It just blows my mind that people would be offended that you'd have more fans coming to a topic. The thought that Dungeons and Dragons and comic books could become mainstream is truly fantastic. I hope that all kids play D&D when they're growing up. I hope that all kids are encouraged to have an imagination and dream about a world that could be better, or the world that is horribly torn apart by the concept of, crazy superheroes with powers beyond imagination, and they battle out and blow up cities, and everybody's kind of okay with that. I mean, in case you didn't happen to watch Avengers, they kind of fucked up New York.
Yeah, I kind of feel bad for New York,
Yeah,
but.
oh, I remember what it was. Totally off topic. There's somebody did an actual survey on it. Avengers by themselves managed to do just shy of $18 billion worth of damage to New York
Wow.
if they were to rebuild it
I
after the
wonder how
fight.
much Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, yeah, see, yeah, there you go. But no, that can't be. You can't have Powerpuff Girls. That's girls only.
Oh, yeah,
Because it has
no way
pink
would
and,
it be. No.
yeah,
No.
Chemical X, all that jazz. So.
But there was a YouTube video by Albin Wonderland, Alb in Wonderland, I don't know, entitled Fake Geek Girls, and she touched on the same post that Tony Harris had put up, and she made a good point. You know, so what? Because I know that there are girls who are pretending to be nerds, so what? If
Good.
you have become so awesomely cool that girls want to pretend to like the things that you like to get your attention when these girls were the cheerleaders who are hanging off the jocks like arms in high school. I think I would feel pretty awesome if they were trying to be me or
Yeah.
like the things that I like. But honestly, what I don't understand is why people accuse every geek girl of pretending. I'm not saying everybody accuses every geek girl of pretending to have the same interests as comic book nerds and video games and things, but a lot of people do. And what drives me crazy is I don't want to pretend to like something that I don't like because that will get me in a relationship with somebody who likes things that I don't like. And I don't want to pretend to like something that I don't like and end up with somebody forever who likes stuff that I hate. Like, does that make sense? I don't want to. If I. I'm not gonna go pretend that I like football when I hate football. I don't understand football. I don't care about football. And I don't want to date somebody who likes football. I apologize. Mario is a sports guy. He'll watch it. He
Meh.
understands it. But he doesn't park his butt in front of the TV every Sunday. And I appreciate that.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Yes. But I don't understand why people are accusing every single woman who likes nerd things of pretending. Because we don't need to pretend.
No, realistically, I mean, I'm pretty sure it still works the way that guys are chasing women. I don't know if this is has changed since I've been out of the game, since I really never got in the game. But if for some reason out there, ladies, you have now become so desperate that the best option that you can come up with is the slimy geek who is mouth breathing and forgot to shower this month,
Well, as Tony Harris was describing them.
then and your go-to play is a Power Girl costume, then wow, things have been changing, and man, I don't know what to say about it anymore, because the world is not what I remember it being. We went to Comic-Con, we saw a whole lot of people in costume, we saw a whole lot of people act inappropriately around people in costume.
Yeah, guys, I know that some guys seem to think that just because girls dress up in costumes, skimpy or not, then they're giving people permission to touch them, to call them names or sluts or try to get them to sleep with them. And, I've had people take pictures with me and automatically put their arms around me. And I'm like, excuse me, do I know you?
Yeah, like, I don't know, it's a very odd situation, and I hope it kind of clears itself up with the whole lot of acceptance of the newfound, like,
Why
people.
can't we just accept each other, guys?
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about an entire culture that has survived off of, grouping up and power to the mat. Like, you didn't see people go to Denny's and play Dungeons and Dragons with just two people. They went in groups of eight and nine, like more power in the masses. That way the jocks can't pick on you. So this is the crazy part. It is, why is it suddenly this exclusive club that women can't join? It's not guys. Nobody's saying, oh, you jocks can't come over here. Like, oh, we don't want football players like in the, Avengers. Oh, we can't have, sports, people, or we can't, like, is somebody excluding the lumberjacks? I mean, why is
That
there a
reminds me,
gender
though,
role
there are
here?
people who are just so, like, super nerd fans that they have to challenge everybody. Someone actually drew a comic on Tumblr, with a guy, and he sees a girl with a shirt, and he's challenging, like, oh, do you even know anything about that comic? Have you even read that comic? And then someone actually commented saying, you know what? I do that to everybody. I do not only do that to girls. So she wrote another comic with the same guy talking to a little boy who has on a Green Lantern shirt saying, you don't know anything about Green Lantern. And the same thing to like an old lady and a
No.
guy his own age. Because some people aren't specifically, against girls, they're just against everybody.
Yeah, they're just dicks. They're internet trolls that found the real world.
And they think that they know everything.
No, I mean, one of the, what was it? The best statement I've heard so far. I don't care if you own every copy of Avengers. I don't care if you own every copy of Spider-Man. I don't care if you own every copy of every comic book ever published. You don't own shit. You don't own them. You don't own the rights to them. And by God all means, you don't own the right to say who can like them. Okay? I don't care if you're offended by somebody's Power Girl costume. Cool. Suck it up and keep it to yourself. Go blog about it. But don't instill hatred in other people because you somehow have judged them to be a lesser of a person than you think they should be. I'm not really sure where you even get off
People are just
having a
really
right for that,
judgmental.
so.
I mean, I think people are just running out of things to argue about, to be
You know, to
honest.
be honest, I think so.
Because our generation is so like accepting, mostly. Most of our generation is very accepting. It depends on how you were raised.
There's still some bigots out
But
there.
I mean, I feel like it's our generation who helped put forth so many states who have same-sex marriage now.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of that. I'm proud of us, because I feel like a lot of the people who support it are younger, in our 20s generation. And I'm really proud of that.
Yeah.
And I also hope that we will be able to raise our children the same way, and with every generation we'll just be more accepting. But
yeah.
There are still people who, like Mario said with the article about the boy who wanted to wear girls' clothing, why is it okay for parents to tell their children, well, you can't, boys can't wear that? In the article, it had a little boy who wanted to wear pink, or he wanted to paint his room pink, and his parents said, okay, well, you can wear that if you want, but people may say some not so nice things because they don't think it's acceptable for a boy to wear pink, and sometimes he will change and sometimes he wouldn't. But give the child a choice. Don't tell them, no, boys play with trucks and they wear blue. They cut their hair short and, boys don't like dolls. He could be an amazing, designer, and there's nothing wrong with that.
He could be a great engineer. I mean, you're not setting a child up for automatic failure and doomed to be a hairdresser just because he likes pink. He's a 3-year-old. Like, back off for a minute. He's not applying to Yale yet.
Yeah, I think that children should do whatever they want, but I disagree with parents pushing them in the direction that they feel like they want them to go.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I got off topic with that. But also,
yeah, more
reminded
than a
little bit. Me, with costumes with girls, it seems like some people are so against girls cosplaying at cons that it doesn't matter what costume you're wearing. I know some people were calling Scarlett Johansson's costume in the Black Widow costume slutty. And I'm like,
pretty sure the only thing she has showing is a plunging neckline.
Not even plunging! You can't even see cleavage! She has 2 inches of her neck showing.
Wow.
Every other inch of her body is covered. It's covered. And just because it's a skin-tight suit does not... I mean, if she was wearing, a balloon suit, do you really think that she'd be able to fight like that? Hawkeye is showing more skin. Thor is showing more skin than she is. But theirs, oh no, their costumes aren't provocative at all. No, oh no, just ask the women.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really let's be honest, though. I mean, a dude doesn't really have, let's look at it. What's successful? Playboy is successful. How many issues of Playgirl have you seen laying around? It's two different versions of sexualization. Women are sexualized on physical attributes. Men... not so much. There are desirable attributes on a man, but it's not really what women get their, jollies off to, per se.
I think it depends on the woman, but, I mean, I know some girls are really into, Thor's hair, or Hawkeye's arms, or, I don't know, Loki's everything, but... I'm sorry, Tumblr ruined me.
Yeah,
but
Tumblr did.
But, you know what? Women more into fan fictions, I think. They like to imagine. No, I'm talking about straight up fan-written stories about the characters that they love and the things that they want to see them go through. Having pictures, I don't care if someone's trying to sell me, Loki porn. I'm not going to buy that stuff.
That'd be weird.
It would be really weird. Seriously, but give me
50 Shades of Hulk,
But, I don't know. You're right. Girls do like different things, but I don't understand how any girl in a costume is considered slutty. I mean, when I wore my Draenei costume, guys, my Draenei costume was a robe with long sleeves, a neck all the way up, almost to my chin. It was almost a turtleneck. My skin was covered purple. I had on gloves and boots. I was fully covered. And yet, I was walking around, and some girl called me a slut. And I'm like...
it's because you were getting attention.
What?
And she wasn't.
That's obviously what it was.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you're wearing as a cosplayer. You're going to have people against you. And if you can't handle that, then don't be a cosplayer. But I could say it's expected, but I think it shouldn't be.
No, it should be so out of place that it's condemned. There is no room to openly... I mean, it's one thing to call somebody standing on a street corner, obviously selling themselves for money, a whore. Because, technically that's what she is. Calling a fan of comic books a whore because she dressed up as Supergirl.
And you know what? Honestly, I know a lot of people who cosplay, and cosplaying is a way to really kind of get out of your own skin and be more social.
You get to adopt a persona for a few days.
You do. You get to pretend to be someone else, and sometimes that's what people need, especially if you have really bad social anxiety or it's really hard for you to start talking to people to begin with. But if you're wearing, like, a Supergirl costume and you meet a bunch of people who really like that too, or you meet a bunch of people in Superman costumes, I don't know.
Batman is... Everybody loves Batman. People walk up to a Batman costume, they'll be like, you know, oh, you know, your parents are all dead, ha ha. You know, you have all the jokes you want. But, you know, you can strike up a conversation, and especially if you're in costume,
yeah,
you immediately have something obviously in common with the other person in costume.
I mean, that's what brought Mario and I together. Well, we kept running into each other, but for the first, like, day, that's all we talked about was cosplay.
Yeah.
Oh my god, how did you make that? That's awesome. Wow, how did you do that? That's so cool. You know, and I think a lot of the friends that I have now were made through cosplay. Cosplay is just such a wonderful thing, and I wish that people wouldn't be so quick to condemn it, because that person that you're condemning for being a slut, for wearing, I don't know, some costume, Black Widow costume, that may have been her first costume ever, and you may have just ruined her life, and she doesn't want to cosplay again, because
people have fragile egos.
Yeah, they have pretty fragile egos, and, you know, some people can't handle being criticized. Yeah.
No,
especially if it's their first time, they're being told that they're a slut, or that they did it wrong, or
absolutely.
It looks terrible.
There's nothing that hurts more as a costumer than being told...
that your stuff sucks.
Yeah, like, getting blown up by someone who is a quote-unquote, you know, super fan.
Mm-hmm.
That you've done it wrong or you didn't do it right.
Or even another cosplayer. Because other cosplayers can be pretty rude, too. Somebody, I'll have to put it up and link her cosplay page, because I don't remember who it was, because I saw it a few times, but somebody posted a little comic or a drawing that somebody had written of two people in costume. One was obviously, like, first costume, very rushed made, maybe, not very well put together. The other one was pretty much perfect. And the perfect cosplayer was telling the new cosplayer, wow, I love your costume. You look like you did so much work on it, or you worked really hard on it. And really, that's what keeps cosplayers going. And I think that's what kept me going, is I had people who I looked up to in the cosplay forums at BlizzCon who told me, wow, your costume is amazing, or this looks awesome. And that's what made me want to keep going, is because people were so nice in the fandom.
Yeah, if you get in with a good group, it's amazing. If you get in with a bad group, it usually goes around once.
Yeah, you just have to understand that there are different types of people. And if you're in a group where everybody's being criticizing and they're not very helpful, then I don't think you should be in that group. I think you need to find some people who are a little bit more helpful and uplifting. Positivity is important, I think.
Oh, absolutely. You need the support.
Okay. So I think we probably went on long enough about that.
Are we done on the soapbox? Can we get off the soapbox now? That was 30 minutes of ranting, and as much as I enjoy some good ranting.
Ranting is fun, but I hopefully you guys could follow what we were saying, because I know we understand what each other are saying, but sometimes things go unsaid that we didn't really understand.
All right,
other people don't understand. So anyway, on to happy news.
Yeah, here's one that I found online. I threw to Alice to look over. All right, if you're a fan of BioShock the series, and hopefully you are. If not, go pick up BioShock 1. Amazing. BioShock 2, kind of a money grab, but BioShock 3.
Infinite.
BioShock Infinite, totally new world, fantastic, amazing. Anyway, the new main character female lead is named Elizabeth in the game, okay? She's gone through several different prototypes and several different faces and different looks, and they've been trying to get the right feel for it. Well, to an amazing turn of events here, Irrational Games is the company that founded it. Or that makes BioShock series, they actually went out to a cosplayer, and she had done one of their original drawings, and it is scary accurate.
She had cosplayed one of the original.
Yeah, sorry. She had cosplayed one of their original photos, or one of the original production images for Elizabeth. Scary accurate. Like, you're almost sure it was drawn off of her. Well, guess what? Now it is. Irrational Games went out to her, and she is now the official face of the game. And to that end, they have digitally captured her and modified Elizabeth's face in the game to be her face. So not only did she get their attention through an amazing costume, she now is getting paid to be a digital actress for their character in the game, and I believe she's also voicing that character in the game.
Is she?
I think she is.
I thought they already had a voice actor for her.
Either way, I mean, this is just huge. This says that, you know what, a great cosplay truly can open doors. And I think we can say that successfully for actually quite a few people we know. A couple good costumes, you can get some serious love from it.
You can get pretty far depending on who picks you up. Like Pikmin Link works for Nintendo now, and
Yep.
she
She's
shows
the
up.
official face
She's
of.
official face of Nintendo
Yeah.
as far as cosplays. She did a beautiful what was the new game that just came out that she did a photo shoot of? I couldn't play it because 3DS.
Oh, for a Kid Icarus.
Kid Icarus, thank you.
Yeah, she did a marvelous Kid Icarus. And, you know, to her end, she makes it look good. Like, she's taking two male characters. Granted, they are slightly feminine, if you've, you
Yeah.
know, Fairy Boy. But, yeah, she does a marvelous turn on, and it's all sponsored by Nintendo now. She's getting paid to build costumes and look awesome. How great is that, right?
Yeah. So anyway, back to the girl's name is Anna Maleva. I think she's Russian.
She lives
Half
in Russia.
Russian.
Yeah.
They said that they've hired her to be the official face of Elizabeth. And they decided to ask her if she would like to be involved in bringing Elizabeth to life in her box, our key art, and our upcoming television ad. So I'm not sure if she's doing the voice. I feel like they've already gotten the
They
voice.
may have a voice actress, but
But, I mean, they may have a live-action ad, which a lot of companies have been doing lately.
yeah, I mean, you look at what Mass Effect.
Mass Effect
Mass
had
Effect did a lot. Actually,
Vulpans.
Vulpen Props actually
Yeah.
produced quite a few of the weapons for Mass Effect, so
Yes,
for
so.
the live TV spots, which is pretty awesome.
Speaking of Vulpan, we have commissioned, yay,
Yay,
a,
Vulpen
well,
commission.
kind of commissioned. Okay, it's
Okay,
not an original commission,
whatever.
but
We paid the man money, he's making
we
the
pay the
sauce.
man money. So we're gonna have him make me Cassandra pauldrons and some pieces for the sword. Not that we couldn't do it ourselves, you guys know that we could do it ourselves, but I really love Cassandra. She's like my go-to character. Mario can tell you I can be pretty much anybody except for my sister who
Button
likes
mash.
to button mash.
What?
Oh, so I love Cassandra and I really, really, really loved his pauldrons and his sword that he made for his wife and it made me really excited and I always wanted to own something that Vulpan made, if that makes sense. It's like a fangirl thing. I really love his work. So we got him to make us that, and we should have it in March. And I'm going to be working on a Cassandra costume. I'll be making the rest of it. Mario will make my sword and shield,
Woot!
and that should be March, I believe, beginning of
Yeah, because we're
March.
going for Emerald City Comic Con.
Emerald City Comic Con. That's right. Speaking of cons, we will not be able to make it to Gallifrey. One
Yeah,
in
Gallifrey 24?
February.
Yeah.
24-hour. I don't know. Gallifrey in February because. The tickets
Tickets are
sold
sold
out.
out, first time ever for them.
First, yeah, I thought that we had more time to buy tickets than that. I'm sad. I'm sad, guys.
Yep, no Doctor Who.
But at least Steven Tennant isn't showing up there. I mean, I will cry if I find out that he's showing up there. But at least he's not.
Well, he's not Doctor Who anymore. It's okay.
It doesn't. The Doctor. The Doctor. He's
See?
not the Doctor anymore. Goodness gracious. So anyway.
See what I get? You see what I live with?
You called him Doctor Who. His name is Doctor Who. You're not a real fan.
Nope, I'm not.
So anyway, that's what I'm working on. What are you gonna wear? What are you gonna wear at Emerald City Comic Con? Are you gonna wear
Oh.
Ozymandias?
Maybe, who knows? I don't know how. If anybody has been to Emerald City Comic Con and happens to listen to this, out of like the six people, if you've listened to this and you've been, drop us a post or something that says, you know, what the cosplay is like there. I haven't really found a whole lot online other than it happens, but like, is it intense to one genre or another? Are we talking just comic books here? Are we talking just video games? Is this like, oh, I got one left in the closet from last year. I'll just throw it on again. Like, I mean, what type of convention is it? Because I know Comic Cons generally carry the moniker of major conventions. Like, go all out, make costumes specific for. Don't know if that's so sure about Emerald City. San Diego for sure. New York, absolutely. No real idea on this one. So help me out, guys. If anybody happens to know, you know, should I be pulling out the stops and making a new costume? Should I actually get off my butt and make something? Or do I toss on Ozymandias and rock a gold leotard or unitard?
You should go ahead.
To scare the ever living crap out of some people.
That would be awesome, guys. You guys don't even know how amazing it is.
I just go photobomb everybody in the background.
That's pretty amazing. I've been trying to convince him. He doesn't listen to me.
So.
Oh, well, I think we're talked out. Goodness gracious.
Is that possible? I mean, the soapbox is still, you know,
fresh. Oh, I don't know. I can keep going. I mean, if we want to talk about Loki, I mean, I...
No, we're good there.
Okay.
We're good.
Sure?
Yeah, we'll stop.
Okay.
We'll let these people rest.
Okay, guys. You're spared. It's fine. Well, we hope that you guys have an awesome weekend. I will try to get this up before the weekend.
We'd wish you a happy holidays, and hopefully we have another one of these up before those actually...
Yeah, before the holidays.
Before Merry Hana Kwanzaa or whatever it is.
Hana Chrismica? I don't know anymore, whatever it is anymore. I don't know.
So, have a good one, and this is Mario.
And this is Alice. Thanks for listening.